Yeah, Cycle is back. And your SC audio closed? You're not triggering. Are you reading me okay? Okay, your box isn't coming through at all. How about PTT? Okay, let's go back to HFA, transmitter to voice. A receiver on. B transmitter to off. B receiver on. Okay, give me a call now. Nope. Okay, Houston, don't seem to have any side tone or any transmission out of the LMP's list on A.
Roger, Dave. We copy your comment loud and clear. We're receiving you clearly. We agree we don't have anything from Jim yet, and we're looking at it now. Dave and Jim, this is Houston. We'd like for you first to verify the RCU connector to the PLIS.
Okay, we'll verify that. Stand by. It's connected. We'll check it again. Yeah, Joe, Jim's reading you okay. So it must be connected.
Dave and Jim, could you go back to the audio portion of your cue card there, audio LMP, and check those few steps for us, please?
All right. Okay, S-band to TR, ICS-TR, relay on, out the box, box sensitivity max, VHF-A to TR, B to receive. Okay, and we've verified the A and B transmitter and receiver. Telemetry biomet off. Okay, no luck, Houston. Maybe cycling in the circuit breaker.
Dave, I guess we'll go back up one more step and verify the power down circuit breaker configuration, please.
Okay, Jim says you're coming in very weak, Joe. We'll verify the power down circuit breaker. Okay, mine's verified, Jim. How's yours? Okay, both verified. Houston, both of those are verified.
Thank you, Dave. We're thinking. Dave and Jim, could you check the suit connector, please?
Okay. Jim's reading you, so the suit connector must be connected. There's only one way.
Roger,
Joe,
Dave.
Transmit,
Roger, we agree with that, but we assume also that he's receiving us very weakly. Is that correct?
That's correct. What? Cycle at you.
Falcon, connector. Requesting that you unstow Jim's PLIS antenna, please.
Okay. escape, Joe. That was a problem. I'm afraid to tell you, but Jim's antenna is broken. And it was broken yesterday when we got in. When we first started out on the operation, there was a big nick out of the antenna, which we subsequently taped. And now, just below that nick, it's broken off. And I don't know how it got there, but when we first looked at the OPS, the antenna had about half of it nicked out. We did tape that yesterday.
Copy that.
Yeah, I'm reading you loud and clear.
Okay.
Okay, Jim, we got your
okay,
call then.
Okay, looks like we'll have to do a little tape cut. Yeah. Okay. I guess you did. Joe, what I'm doing now is holding Jim's antenna together.
Roger, Dave,
guess,
and when you hold it together, we can read him loud and clear, so that's the problem. I guess we need a tape job on that antenna.
Yeah, I hope we can... Hope I can get a tape for you.
In other words, you want to tape it and leave it a wreck. You mean leave it a wreck, you mean leave it a wreck?
Bring your volume down, sir.
Really? Okay,
okay, let me tape out, see if I can't do it.
Trying to tape an operation this morning.
Roger, Jim, and we're reading you 5-by, babe, when that thing's connected. Sounds like that's the problem.
Yeah, no doubt.
You just stand there now. Yeah, I know it, but I don't know how we're going to do that, because it's...
Jim, could you go to off on your mode select switch while you're taping?
Okay, he's off, Joe.
Okay, Dave, and we're standing by for progress as
yeah,
to how that goes.
Okay, Joe, I think we're going to take the top inch off of the antenna and use it as a splice.
That's the old splint trick, you mean?
Yeah, we'll give that a try, because... Unfortunately, the antenna's broken right off at the root. Yeah. Fine, right there.
Dave and Jim, we're scratching our heads on that down here. And as you know, all we need really is a small metal-to-metal connection between the broken piece and the root of the antenna coming out. Dave, you may want to tape the antenna over across the top of the pliss if you think that'll be mechanically more secure than taping it straight up. We'll rely on you to decide on that one.
Okay, Joe, let's let Jim come back up on top and lay the antenna across here and let's see how it works.
Okay. And
Dave, come back to...
Dave, while you have the tape out there, from the sound of things, maybe you'd better put some of it in your pocket for later.
Okay, now stand by a minute, Joe.
Roger.
Give a call, Jim. All right, you got it.
Joe.
Okay, Jim, I got one word there. Don't forget your mode switch.
Yeah, we're okay. Thinking something here. Tape. Okay, Joe, it looks like the best we're probably going to do here is to be able to tape it up so we have the contact and then leave the Bliss antenna down rather than erecting it. I'm afraid if we erect it, there's not much room to put tape in there, and it may fall off, and then we'd be out of business.
Roger, Dave, we agree with that. And Dave and Jim, you should be advised that there's a very good reason to believe that when you get out on the surface near the LCRU, Jim, you'll be able to transmit as well as receive. Over, even without the antenna. Over.
Okay. That sounds good. Go through it again. Okay, you're connected in, go to A.
Aye.
Oh, too loud, yeah. Okay, you're loud and clear.
Houston, how do you read the LMP?
LMP, you're loud and clear.
Okay, very good.
Okay, you're still too loud, you got squealed.
Turned up a bit. How's that?
That's better. Okay. CB11 comp CDR audio open and connect to the push comp. Mark. Okay. I'm in B. I have a press flag and a O2 momentary. Your gauge, and how do you read, Jim?
I read you loud and clear.
Okay, you going to check with Houston?
Houston, how do you read?
Dave and Jim, we read you both loud and clear.